Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. In honor of Valentine's Day coming up this week, our show today is about sexual health.
Before we get started, do you have a disclaimer you want to say?
I do. One of the things that, for those who are listening out there, if you have some younger, some children present or someone that shouldn't be listening to a sexual talk, this is the time to have them either leave the room or change the channel or whatever you need to do, because we will be talking very openly about sex and its effect on people.
And their health, yeah.
And their health. And
they can get the on the Voice of Health Radio, the show downloaded if they need to.
Yes, yeah. Kind of switch to that.
All right. Well, why are we talking about sexual health, Dr. Prather?
Well, sex actually has a huge effect and is actually an important indicator of one's overall health and well-being. One of the questions that we always ask people is, do they have a normal libido, sexual desire? Because that's a very important indication of one's health. A good, healthy individual has a higher libido than someone who doesn't feel well. So if there is a lack of sexual desire, that is actually an important indication as a doctor that their health may not be up to par.
Well, what is a normal sexual libido? You know, that when you said that, I was thinking,
oh, that's a
people,
very good question.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on different ages, you know, that type of thing. But I would probably say really a good, healthy sex libido would be 2 to 3 times a week.
Having sex. All the way you can into your 80s and 90s?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about, you know, sexual health then. Can sexual health affect someone's overall health?
Oh, yes. Sex is actually something that plays a very big role on one's health. You know, when you're talking about a lot of different types of diseases, if you're talking about cancer, the immune system, your sexual practices has a very big effect on all that. One of the things that is very, very true is we catch diseases from other people. You know, infections, all those different types of things. What is considered sexually transmitted diseases are diseases that can only be transferred through sex. You know, from very close contact, sharing a needle, that type of thing. But quite frankly, if everything that your partner has as on health defects, on infections, and you have sex with them, you're going to get them all. So cold, flus, viruses, all those different types of things are very, very easily transferred through sex. So it's not just sexually transmitted diseases, which can be transferred, but also all the other different types of infections that people actually carry around.
Well, let's talk about that. How does sex affect the immune system?
Well, the one of the things is that we always are carrying around a lot of germs. As a matter of fact, as they test people, there is, once you actually have a virus, you always have the virus for life. You know, it's just like people with shingles. That is something that actually is carried in you all the way from childhood, and then it actually comes out as you're older. So all the viruses that you've ever had in your entire life, you actually carry. You also carry, oftentimes, a lot of different types of bacteria and other different types of infections throughout your system. So when you actually have sex with someone, you have all the different types of, you're exposed to all the different types of infections that that person has had, plus all the partners that they've had. So it's a cumulative type of effect. You know, in other words, people who have a lot of sex with a lot of different type of a lot of different people have a weakened immune system. Matter of fact, you know, when you actually have an immune system that's compromised, basically AIDS is a collapse of the immune system. Well, there have actually been reported cases of people who've actually gotten a collapse of the immune system without getting the HIV virus. just because of all the different sexual partners that they've had.
I know, and sometimes when people get married, they're getting used to each other right after they get married in that first year. They're thicker than they've been.
Sure.
Is that getting
very common type of thing?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to actually get your immune system used to the other person. And it usually takes about 4 years to actually be able to get yourself up to a normal type of level.
Now, can sex have a positive effect on the immune system?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that they find is that people who are monogamous, and when they actually have sex together, there is an increase, actually, in your immune system. There is actually a stimulation of, especially with an orgasm, mm-hmm. There is a stimulation of the hormones. There is a balancing of the neurochemicals in the brain. So it actually helps to prevent depression, anxiety, a lot of psychological types of problems that can occur. There's a very strong effect on that. It actually raises up the hormonal levels all the way across so that you're actually healthier. There's an improvement in the immune system. So the old monogamous sex is definitely a very healthy type of thing.
Why are you calling it old?
Well, I mean, you know, the old-fashioned type of thing, what they talk about. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
You know, there is reasons why society has actually encouraged monogamous sex, and that is for the health and well-being of the individuals, mm-hmm. For enjoyment, for a good, stable family unit is also a very important part of that. So finding a one sexual partner is the best, healthiest way of actually, you know, living your life. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you have multiple partners, the more that you have, the more likely you are to actually have breakdowns in the immune system. Mm-hmm. There's actually a decrease in the hormones that are involved in that. There are real problems that can occur. Even for, you know, having that monogamous relationship later on, mm-hmm. they find that having multiple sexual partners before you get married actually can cause an issue for performance later on. Mm-hmm. Just because the brain is a very interesting type of thing, and one's sex reactions are something that's programmed just like a computer. So if you can have just one partner for your life, then that person is the object of your sexual desire, which actually makes it much easier to actually reach the orgasm. Matter of fact, they find that that the people who have the most satisfying sexual relationships, the most sexual satisfaction, are women who were in monogamous relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what about the men?
Well, the men, too. I mean, but the women actually outperform the men.
Okay.
So, there is a lot of credence to the old values,
mm-hmm.
you know, that there are reasons for that and why that was actually encouraged.
Right. Is there differences between men and women regarding sex and sexual health?
Oh, yeah. Just the way that men and women respond to sex is completely different. The if there was ever, you know, like a mistake in nature or by God, you know, you could maybe claim that's it.
Uh-huh.
Because
men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a completely different types of reactions. The men sort of like a big quick peak and then, you know, a drop.
Yeah.
Whereas women, it's a gradual build-up and then, you know, more of a sustained type of reaction.
Uh-huh.
Is how you would react, you know, talk about that. So for a man and woman to be able to have a better sexual health and life, the man actually has to delay gratification, shall we say.
Mm.
And
doesn't sound like a mistake from God by me.
No, it's not. Actually, they do find that men have a stronger, that delayed on that actually can create a stronger sexual satisfaction for a male.
Mm-hmm.
So if
they learn how to be patient.
Yes. I mean, it's a good life lesson anyway.
Uh-huh.
in many different aspects.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, actually being able to coordinate and work on the sexual relationship, it's actually a lot of it, it's dependent upon the male. Mm-hmm. Because the male is the one who needs to, because a woman can't come quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's impossible for her, whereas a man can actually delay gratification. And in that type of instance, you know, it's up to the man to really make that work. And a very interesting report that's done is that marriages, that for the success of the marriage, that the biggest contributor to that was the man on his decisions.
Hmm.
You know, women, you know, all seem to be pretty equal going along the line, but men actually making a decision to be willing to change and conform and to be a support.
You're talking about in the sexual act?
Well, even in the marriage itself,
uh-huh.
That was one of the things that really showed up as probably one of the most important things to a happy marriage, was how the man responded to the woman.
Okay, well, we talked about how sexual health affects the immune system. We talk about how it affects the hormones and brain chemistry.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there was a major study by an insurance company that focused on the healthcare model you use in your office. What were the results of that study?
It actually was quite a seismic mm-hmm. finding. I like that term.
Yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. It's a Chicago-based health maintenance organization. The group has 600,000 enrolled members. So they took about 10,000 of those mm-hmm. and put them in with chiropractors who are trained in the structure-function model. Mm. Now, not all chiropractors are trained in the structure-function model. These gentlemen actually got the same type of training that I had.
Okay.
And they were the primary care physicians. After 5 years, they had startling results.
Mm.
They had a reduction of 60.2% in hospital admissions.
Wow.
They had 59% reduction in hospital days.
Mm-hmm.
They had a 62% reduction in outpatient surgeries and procedures. And a remarkable 85% reduction in pharmaceutical costs.
Wow.
This resulted in a total savings in the first 5 years of 40% over all the other primary care physicians.
40%.
40% reduction. If you can imagine that we could reduce our healthcare costs across the board by 40%.
And get those kind of results.
And there were 80% less reactions, there was a reduction in lawsuits, mm-hmm. there was a reduction in everything. Plus, the people were much, much healthier and much more satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing is that the specialists, the cardiologist, the oncologist, the gastroenterologist, all the specialists, as they were asked to rate the difference in the two different models.
Mm-hmm.
They gave the structure-function model as the primary care mm-hmm. coming in a 96% satisfaction rating, and they gave the disease model as primary care a 40%. The results are indisputable.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. This week, we're talking about sexual health.
Let's talk about how it affects hormones.
Okay. Well, and one of the things is that, of course, hormones affect one's libido, mm-hmm. you know, and your desire for sex. So having a orgasm on a regular basis actually does increase one's hormonal output. Very important for a balance and a very, very healing type of thing to have done. So, you know, there are a lot of, there's a higher testosterone level. A man's having regular sex on a regular basis.
Keeps having regular sex on
a regular basis. And every, you know,
very
I'm into
regular.
That. So having, you know, sex on a frequent basis uh-huh. is something that keeps a man's testosterone high. It also keeps his brain function high level. And so it's very important for women also. It is very important for, you know, preventing depression, anxiety. It keeps weight down.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you helped people in the area, you know, of sexual health?
Yes. That is something that a lot of people actually come in and ask about. And we do have a lot of different types of ways of actually approaching that, depending on the patient's need. Mm-hmm. I can think of a situation where, you know, one lady came in and she was having trouble in her marriage. And it was, you know, kind of a rocky type of thing. He wasn't communicating. She wasn't happy with him. It had been a while since they had had sex. So things were pretty rocky. We got her on some herbal supplements. Mm-hmm. And she increased her sexual desire. And funny enough, when they started having sex, he started talking. And they were able to, it really made a huge difference on their marriage.
So, you know, everybody's going to say, what's that herbal supplement? That magic supplement.
Well, there are actually quite a few.
But what you did is, it was hormonal, correct?
It was hormonal, correct. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of different ways to approach that. And, you know, I hate to just put out, you know, we have 80,000 different products that we have here in our office. And, you know, I can think of 1,000 different products that can actually have a big change on people's sexual desire. Mm-hmm. And it depends on each person and their individual needs on which one might actually work. So putting that out there as this is a cure for, you know, sexual desire is not something that is actually, you know, just across the board.
Right. So, you know, if people have low libido, there could be different...
There could be entirely different types of reasons for mm-hmm. that. And the same product for one person could increase their libido, whereas on the other person it could actually harm it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we don't like to put out different products and advertise them as something that helps with sexual performance because it depends mm-hmm. on exactly what's going on. As an example, Damiana. A very well-known type of an herb that is actually used as a what they call an aphrodisiac, mm-hmm. something that helps with sexual desire. Damiana is a very nice one, but what it does is it is very good for someone who has shifted their hormonal system in a certain way, more of a testosterone-dominant type of thing, and if you're out of balance in your hormones, that actually is what creates an issue. Mm-hmm. And I like to think of it as a sort of a estrogen dominant or a testosterone dominant, but it's actually sort of like a yin-yang balance. Mm-hmm. And the Damiana definitely shifts you more into the more into the yin pattern, but there are some times you're out of balance and once you get them back in balance, everything starts working right. And that's one of the things that people have said has really made a big difference. You know, because...
Is this product?
That's just one of those. But uh-huh. again, if you give it to the wrong person and they're in the wrong way, then it could actually make it worse. Mm-hmm. So it is not something that should be self-treated. You need to have someone who is actually aware and how to read the lab tests to know what's going to work in a certain situation and what's not. Mm-hmm. One of the things that also is very true is whenever someone is coming in and they're talking about how tired they are, they're fatigued, you know, also the low libido goes along with it. If you have a lot of energy, you also have a high sexual desire. So the two things go very, very closely together. So as you can get people in balance, and that's one of the things that we emphasize here, is the balance that actually is the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not too much, neither going too high, neither going too low. Mm-hmm. When you're in balance, that is the word that you talked about, homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
Homeostasis means in balance, and as Guyton's physiology says, he was the top physiologist and the one that we studied all through school, is that homeostasis is the definition of health. And when you are healthy, the more in balance you are, the healthier you are, the more energy you have, better you're able to respond sexually. Everything's working much better. You're not in depression. You're not low on your energy. You are actually experiencing what it feels like to be in good health. And as many of my patients who've come in, some of them have said, well, I've never really felt good my entire life until I actually started to get things balanced out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So sexual health is a very, very good indicator. There is actually a whole system of sex to actually help to balance you out. Just like there's a reflexology, you know, in the feet, ears, hands, there's also different sexual positions to actually help out to actually heal. So there are actually whole systems of using sex to actually heal yourself and to actually get into a better state of health.
So it's good to have a little variety.
Yeah, it's actually very good to have a little variety.
As far as positions. Because you're saying that different sexual positions help different organs in the body, different
that
health systems.
That is absolutely correct.
Are we going to go through those? Or
Well, maybe later.
It's about on the radio.
Well, it's kind
Hopefully
of...
our listeners know we're married. You better say that. Okay. So, and that's real important. And I think for a woman, I'm going to speak for a woman, you know, variety is important.
Yes, and that's one thing that they actually found, you know, the Kinsey Institute down in University of, you know, IU, is one of the top sex research institutes in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they have found that...
Don't tell me that before our daughter's going there for her first...
Well, they have found that monogamous relationships are the best, too.
Right.
So there is encouragement on that. And we don't want to be prudish about anything.
Right.
Again, there are ways that things should be done and healthier ways. And everybody should strive towards that. But, yes, women found, you know, when we're talking about building up the sexual orgasm, a lot of variety. In matter of fact, one of the things is sort of a story behind the whole aspect of sex. You know, relationship, feeling of closeness, variety in sex is very, very important for women. Mm-hmm. Men, it's just kind of like a beer and let's get naked and we're good to go.
Quickies are fine.
Yeah. But women, to actually be truly satisfied, actually takes a lot more planning. A lot more, you know, variety, even little story, relationship behind that all makes a huge difference.
Tell a little story?
Well, I mean, you know, there has to be sort of like a women always get into, you know, the words that are involved into it, the romance, you know, and even a little bit of they always like those little novels where there's some story behind the whole thing.
We're going to talk about the book, The 50 Shades of Grey, why that's become so popular.
Okay.
I'd like to hear your perspective.
I haven't read it,
but why something like that is so popular.
Okay.
But I think for women, too, that it's important to know that my husband might just need a quickie, you know,
that's
and that's okay.
Point.
You know, and you know, that's important too.
Yes.
That it doesn't have to be a long sexual act every time, or
a little sacrifice on the woman's part too.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, give and take is the main thing. Men need to be really ready to give, you know, everything that's needed.
Mm-hmm.
And then also some sacrifice on the woman's part, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that give and take really plays a role in each other's life.
Well, how does orgasm affect our health?
Well, orgasm, there's a very, very interesting new studies that are showing up on that. You and I watched a very good, what was it, PBS show?
Uh-huh.
On sex and all
orgasms
the new research and what kind of effects that actually has. It's amazing the brain changes that occur on that.
Mm-hmm.
There is a release of the neurophysiology that actually helps people to handle stress. It also helps to promote the different types of areas for clear thinking. It, again, has a huge amount of effects on the hormones. So having the orgasm is something that is very, very beneficial for men and for women. And it's even actually more important even for the women than it is for the man.
Up next, let's continue with more of that conversation on sexual health. Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
February is a month of months, and there is one special day, Valentine's Day on the 14th. I know it's still a ways off, but I just can't wait. Janice, if you're watching, will you make me the happiest man in the world and get out of my apartment? Yes! I said it! Woo!
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at dtsweightlosscenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.
What if it rained? We didn't care. She said that someday soon the sun was gonna shine, and she was right. This love of mine, my Valentine.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. A friendly reminder to husbands out there that Valentine's Day is this week. So today, we're talking about sexual health.
Well, we were talking about orgasms before we went to break. Do you need to talk more about that, or what are some other health issues involved with sexual health?
Well, I think one thing that, one, there's an awful lot of diseases from coming from too many sexual partners. I mean, many different types of cancer. Prostate cancer has actually increased, you know, with the more sexual partners you have. Cervical cancer.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't haven't been exposed to the human papillomavirus, you know, through sexual contact, you can't get that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of risks that are involved with all that.
Well, say that again, because the vaccination's out.
Yes, the HPV.
And people are wondering if their 13-year-old daughter should have it or 14.
Sure.
But you just said that if
if your partner was monogamous and you were monogamous, there's no chance of actually having that particular infection, and it's impossible to actually get that, you know, that particular cancer.
So if you're
cancer.
Not having sex.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Just interesting, because you hear a lot about that. So what other issues, Dr. Prather, we need to talk about regarding
sexual
health?
Well, one thing that they found is that prostate cancer is more common on men that are celibate. Mm-hmm. Priests have a much higher rate of prostate cancer. So, you know, they're having actually normal sex, you know, healthy sex is something that is good for one's health and well-being.
So it helps the prostate.
It helps the prostate. Hmm. So having, for a man, regular sex actually is something that's healthy even as you get older. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, it's one of the best indicators of how long you're going to live and how well you're going to, you know, perform as you get older. You know, mm-hmm. for general health and well-being. Matter of fact, a man's angle of his erection actually is a good indicator of his health and well-being. Mm. Teenagers, you know, men, if you're actually holding out your hand straight out and you have the middle finger at 90 degrees, the thumb angle is actually the healthiest, mm-hmm. and that's at about 45 degrees. Then you have about a 60 degree for the pointer finger, and then the middle finger is about 90 degrees. Then you have 105 degrees for the lower one, and then about 135 degrees. The higher the erection is when the male actually has the erection, the healthier he is. So you like to see your erection at about a 45 degree angle, and that's a sign that you're actually in pretty good health.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things that I talk to about some of the men as they are actually working on different aspects of their health. Mm-hmm. And there is actually a change as we get men healthier. There is actually a change on the angle of their erection. Mm-hmm. So if you, as a male, you have a very good way of actually checking to see your basic health.
Get out the goniometer. What's that thing
that
called?
That could be very interesting. I've got a mental picture there. But that is. And the hand is a very good indicator on that. And as you get older and weaker, then that erection height actually starts to
increase.
That
way those commercials are out for Viagra. And
well, yes. And there's a very high percentage of men who are, you know, using that. Mm-hmm. In their 50s to 60s, about 60% of all men are using Viagra for, you know, their general
erection. How many?
Erection. 60%
hmm.
is the number.
And what
of
do you
men
attribute that,
that
to?
Poor health. Mm-hmm. You know, there shouldn't be any problem at that age.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are having to rely on if you have erectile dysfunction, then that is a very strong indication of your overall health and well-being.
So are there natural answers for that?
There are very good natural answers for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one, getting your hormones up to par, getting your circulation.
Mm-hmm.
Poor circulation is one of the major reasons for for loss of erectile dysfunction, heart problems. The low hormones, low testosterone is a very important type of thing. Having too much testosterone or imbalance in the hormones is actually equally important.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, we just get the hormones balanced, and sometimes men actually need a little bit more estrogen in their system. And once they do that, then their sexual dysfunction is taken care of.
Mm-hmm. I could just hear a man out there saying, just give me an erection. I don't care about my heart, my circulation. What do you tell them?
Well, you know, that is, if you're looking for a quick and easy type of answer, then this isn't the place for them.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, it usually doesn't take that long to actually get these types of things fixed. And not only does it affect your erection, but it also affects your overall health and well-being. If you are dependent upon a drug for an erection, you're probably not feeling well anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your energy's low, your performance in not only just in bed, but also in other different types of ways isn't up to par. Your work is sure suffering.
Well, they look so healthy on TV.
I know. They pick guys that probably have never had an erection problem in their life. you know, those are probably the least, you know, difficult types of situations. You know, they got these men that, you know, out there and, you know, they're single-handedly
on the
ranch, single-handedly pulling, you know, a team of horses by their arms, you know. And that's not usually the guys who need that.
Right. We should put a commercial out there. Okay.
But, you know, there are very natural types of ways of doing it. And one of the things is as you utilize those things, it becomes a common type of thing. I mean, I've had, you know, a lot of men come in, you know, I've been stressed a lot. You know, my sexual performance has really dropped. A very common type of thing that we see a lot. Mm-hmm. But they're stressed in a lot of different other types of ways. They're not sleeping as well. You know, it's showing up in a lot of things that are going on. Mm-hmm. So as we can get their whole system balanced out, not only is their sexual performance improving, their sleep's improving, they're not as cranky, they're able to think better, they're able to actually put in a full day's work. You know, life is actually working for them. So looking at this in a much more broad type of sense is a much more permanent way of actually looking at it and keeping their health up.
Right. So sexual libido is very important to someone's health. It's a big indicator of your health.
It's a huge indicator.
Reiterate that.
Right. And if that is actually failing, then, you know, we do probably have some health issues that are going on.
You know, and what's so interesting, too, I think, to a woman, I'm speaking for women out there, too, is I know for you, you know, I mean, I can just tell, I don't know if it's those pheromones going on or whatever, but or you're not thinking clearly. And as soon as you have sex, life is just...
Peachy keen.
Peachy keen. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, what just happened?
My hormones got balanced.
Let me say,
my cortisol level has
tonight
dropped.
Tonight I have to get my hormones balanced, honey.
Ooh, that's a line.
Well, let's talk about sex. Can it be harmful to you?
Well, yes. I mean, the thing about sex is you want to, I mean, you can't overdo anything. Mm-hmm. You know, everything has to be in balance, and what is a healthy amount of, you know.
Well, let's talk about pornography then.
Is okay.
This where pornography
that
can come in?
That is a very, very good point. Mm-hmm. Because they have found that pornography actually cuts down on your libido. Mm-hmm. You know, having a two-dimensional type of an object that you're concentrating on actually changes the way that men actually view and actually operate. Mm-hmm. So there is actually a decrease in one's, you know, whereas with a sexual partner, mm-hmm. you actually have an imbalancing of what's going on in your system. There's actually can be an addictive type of quality to that. There is a definite decreased sexual performance. There's definitely decreased sexual, health mm-hmm. that's involved with that. So pornography in and of itself is not something that is helpful.
I don't know if you have any statistics about it, but I know it's just on a rampage, pornography,
well,
right now.
Interestingly enough, 50% of all money made through the Internet is through pornography. Mm. The pornography industry on the Internet alone is bigger than all the ABC, NBC, Fox, all put together.
Wow.
About 25% of all men regularly actually get on with pornography, about 8% of women. Mm-hmm. It is probably one of the most common things that are gone in for sexual addiction, for seeing a psychiatrist. Basically, they consider that if you're doing a average sexual addict for pornography, can be spending 40 hours a week.
Oh my gosh.
On internet pornography. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that there are chemical neurophysiological changes that take place. There's a decrease in the hormonal levels, and the ability to actually respond to a real woman actually decreased quite a bit. Also, it increases, there's a very direct correlation between violence, because oftentimes it's a violent type of thing. And as I said, the brain is a big computer, and your sexual response is something that you program into it. So if you program the right things, you're going to get the right responses. If you program the wrong things, then you're going to get the wrong responses.
Mm-hmm.
So programming a healthy sex life is a very important type of thing. The only way that you do that is through contact with a real woman,
mm-hmm.
and learning how to respond to her, because it's different than pornography.
Right.
Pornography is geared towards men, not towards women.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what is diathermy?
The way that we like to describe it to people is it's a large coiled magnet that produces a shortwave beam that goes into the body. Men with prostate infections, prostatitis, get up and say, "Oh, wow, I'm not in pain anymore. Or,
mm-hmm.
I don't have that irritation." So in chronic types of different types of infections, sinus infections, ear infections, lung infections, for the bladder infections, kidney infections, we can utilize it on that. One of the things that is really, really important for diathermy and underutilized is increasing the circulation. And we've had patients who were scheduled to have amputations of toes, even feet, because of the loss of circulation due to diabetic neuropathy.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to have a series of diathermy treatments, usually about 24. If you set up the diathermy, have the right settings, which we know and understand, you don't have to go through the amputations that are involved. And that's one thing that isn't put out there as it should be, which was very frustrating. You know, it's just like this gentleman said, you know, I was scheduled to have my foot cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And 24 sessions with the diathermy, and the vascular surgeon says, I've got better circulation than he did.
Did he tell him about the diathermy unit?
He did. And the guy said, well, I'd never heard of that before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be effective. And that was one of the old things that the diathermy unit was used for, was for the diabetic neuropathy with the loss of circulation down into the feet. So if someone's scheduled to have their toes cut off or foot cut off, the diathermy is something that definitely should be looked at. It's been effective on everyone so far.
And you talked about 24 sessions, but when you look at different patients, the amount of sessions would be different for different issues that they have, correct?
It can be. Otitis media, you see it in immediate difference just that day.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the people with loss of circulation can tell a big difference right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he says, "Well, I've got pink toes now. I haven't had pink toes in a long time."
Mm-hmm.
And not only just for the circulation, but for those who have diabetic neuropathy, the diathermy is extremely, extremely beneficial.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. This week, we're talking about sexual health.
If you're listening out there, you husbands, want to get your wife in the mood, play Frankie. That'll get her in the mood. Okay. So we were talking before we went to break about pornography. You know, and I'm thinking, what's that stat again? How many men? What was the percentage?
24%.
24. So we probably have listeners out there right now that struggle with pornography.
Mm-hmm.
How can more structure function medicine help?
Sure.
For someone in
well,
that situation?
I mean, one of the things, of course, is if there is an addiction, psychologists, psychiatrists, you know, also talking to them about that.
Mm-hmm.
But with almost everything that we have, there are different types of products that you can take that do actually help, and we've had some very, very good success.
Mm-hmm.
There are several different homeopathics that are actually specifically for that. Mm-hmm. Homeopathics are a vibrational type of medicine, and we use quite a few of those for a lot of different types of psychological disturbances with some very good results. Also, we have products that are specifically for addiction, all sorts of addiction, and then also auricular therapy.
Mm-hmm.
For addictive types of reactions, and also some acupuncture along those lines, with a very, very good proven track record.
Talk about auricular therapy, because I know it's very powerful in addiction, different addictions.
Yeah, Dr. Norje, one of the brain surgeons who actually did a mapping of the brain. He mm-hmm. was a French brain surgeon, one of the top three in the world. As he took off people's skulls and mapped out their brains, one of the things he was into was auricular therapy. Very familiar with that. It's a very strong French type of a treatment. So he stimulated different points on the ears and mapped how it actually affected the brain.
Mm.
So it's actually probably the most proven scientific therapy in the entire world on how exactly it responds. So there are different points that are known to actually work with addictive reactions, personalities that have some very strong effects on whatever addiction someone is actually dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something that we do offer here, and with some excellent results.
Okay, well, let's talk about infertility and sex. Infertility seems to be on the rise, so let's talk about that.
Well, one of the things is chlamydia is a very big reason for infertility.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very insidious type of a sexually transmitted disease, and it is something that damages the fallopian tubes, and that's one of the leading causes of infertility. So again, having monogamous relationships is very important to prevent infertility. One of the things that is very true is a woman who doesn't have an orgasm has more difficulty actually conceiving, because the orgasm actually has a very strong stimulation. And recent research has actually shown that a woman who actually has an orgasm during sex is about 80% more likely to actually be able to conceive.
Well, let's talk about women and their orgasm, because don't you have a stat there about, you know, we see in TV or movies, you know, people think that men and women have their orgasms at the same time.
Sure.
But really, statistically, it's
right.
Very different.
It's something that actually about 60% of the women aren't going to have an orgasm just through vaginal sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're talking about most of the sensitivity for women is the clitoris, and clitoral stimulation is one of the ways that most women actually do have orgasm.
That's kind of like our penis.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. And they've actually shown that there's a connection to a woman's, I mean, the clitoris is just the tip of the iceberg, as we can say.
Uh-huh.
That the organism actually goes far, far deeper, and actually a woman's penis is bigger than a man's.
Uh-huh.
It's just inside.
Right.
And there's actually more nerve endings. There's about 10 times more nerve endings for a female than there is for a male for sexual excitement.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very important part. And
I think that's so important. You know, I don't think a lot of people realize that.
Sure.
And so there's this defeatist attitude. Well, or women lying or faking orgasm, or, you know, when...
Right. It needs to be more of a variety. There needs to be longer stimulation for a woman for an orgasm.
Where they're stimulated more by their clitoris than the vagina.
Exactly.
Right.
And it varies from woman to woman.
Right.
Some women are very easily stimulated through the vagina. But about 40%,
mm-hmm.
But about 60% of the women have never had an orgasm just with vaginal stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
So a man, again, being willing to be aware of that, having a variety of ways of actually performing sex is a important part of what a man needs to learn to do.
Mm-hmm.
And being willing to do that will really help out. And one of the things that, you know, that I have found with some of the women that we've had for infertility, because we have a lot that come in,
mm-hmm.
and we have a very good success rate. One, getting them healthier is a huge part of it, getting their hormones up to par. Acupuncture points is very good for infertility, but also helping the woman actually have orgasm during sex
mm-hmm.
makes a very big difference on their fertility rate.
Yeah, we have great success with infertility.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, I think of the time that we were at a party and someone was talking about that and said, "Oh, my husband has gotten a lot of our patients pregnant."
Yeah, it's my Freudian slip. I'm good at that. That's why I stick to the script when
That's
we do radio.
Especially on this part, huh?
What's the other thing I said, too, about you standing?
Oh,
Might as well bring that one up, too.
Standing erect. Uh-huh. I've been erect ever since you've known me.
Yeah, you were talking about his spine. Oh. Did you get to say everything you wanted on infertility? I knew I cut you off, but
oh,
I wanted.
Oh, no. You know, so one of the things on infertility is making sure that, you know, one, before you get pregnant, you should be as healthy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So getting good balance in your system, and then getting as healthy as you possibly can helps out tremendously with infertility. We have a very good success rate with that. And then also, you and your partner working out and, enjoying sex is actually one of the big things. You know,
mm-hmm.
If women are stressed and worried about things, matter of fact, it's amazing how many couples have actually adopted a baby. The woman kind of relaxed, wasn't as worried about it, and all of a sudden they got pregnant.
Yeah, you hear that a lot.
So, you know, the mood and emotions and the relaxation on all that is a very, very important type of aspect of health and well-being.
I know we use candles a lot. You know, candles are very relaxing.
You have to set the mood correctly for, you know,
mm-hmm.
for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take that much for me. Just you.
And we talked about, you know, what is normal sexual libido? And I don't know if you have statistics there on, a married couple, how often they have sex. But you're saying 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's, of course, you know, during periods, things like that, mm-hmm. there's some differences and stuff like that. But, you would kind of consider a good, healthy libido about 2 to 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm. And that shouldn't slow down as you get older. I mean, as long as you stay healthy.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of people who are in their 80s that are still enjoying sex
mm-hmm.
at that rate.
You don't have to worry about getting pregnant.
Right. That's even makes it better.
Yeah. So this book, I know you haven't read it, The 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes.
I've read the first one. It has just become so popular.
Mm-hmm.
And why do you think, you know, I've kind of shared the gist of it a little bit with you.
Sure.
There's more of a dominance
right.
in the male figure.
When you're talking about fantasy, a woman actually fantasizes about being in a more submissive role
mm-hmm.
Is one of the things that she's, and then the story behind it is very important. There's a story involved in that. He's also a very high status in male.
Mm-hmm.
Women are actually turned on by guys who are that way, who are sure of themselves, who take care of the woman, but also very firm, and they feel like they can kind of relax
mm-hmm.
and let go.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that type of a feeling on that, that's what they're actually peeling through,
mm-hmm.
is that there is that type of a storyline that has actually hit with the fantasies of women.
So we just have a few seconds to wrap up. Anything you want to wrap up on our topic today of sexual health?
Sex is something that is a very important part of life, a very enjoyable part of life, and something that is worthwhile to actually make sure that one's healthy and well-being on it and put some time into it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather, as always.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.